Mass testing at two Tennessee prisons has uncovered nearly 2,000 cases of the coronavirus behind bars so far. Officials have repeatedly said most inmates who have tested positive are not symptomatic. But as WPLN's Samantha Max reports, health experts are cautioning prisons to prepare for that to change.
The Tennessee Department of Correction first reported that 162 inmates at the Bledsoe County Correctional Complex had tested positive for the coronavirus on April 20th. Officials said the vast majority were asymptomatic. They said the same thing when 1,300 men at the Trousdale-Turner Correctional Center tested positive.
The good news is that about 98% of them are completely asymptomatic.
That's Health Commissioner Lisa Piercy at the governor's press briefing on Tuesday. She said many of the inmates still seem well and feel good.
The thing that's still a head-scratcher is why ostensibly younger and healthier inmate populations have such an incredibly high asymptomatic rate. And we're starting to see this all over the nation.
Several other states, including Ohio and Arkansas, have reported similar trends. But Mark Stern says it's unlikely that so many people are truly asymptomatic. He's the former medical director for Washington State Prisons and is now working to prevent the spread of the coronavirus behind bars.
My first reaction would be that a number of them are going to become symptomatic. Just give it time.
Stern says there are a few reasons why the estimate could be unreliable. First, he says inmates who feel sick might be afraid to report symptoms because they don't want to be put in solitary confinement. There's also a chance that tests weren't totally accurate. But either way, he says prisons with many confirmed cases should be preparing to treat an influx of sick inmates, whether they're currently showing symptoms or not.
They need to be monitoring carefully and expect that they will have more cases and be planning of what are they going to do. Do they have the resources? Are there people who they can let out so that they have more space to spread people out?
The governor says he has no plans to release inmates at this time, but officials say prisons are taking extra precautions. For WPLN News and Report for America, I'm Samantha Max.